Chuck Chat Freestyle for Thursday, August 15th, 2013. Dog Days of Podcasting, and we are traveling down the Silicon Road. Apologize for not getting you one yesterday. Technical issues, blah, blah, blah. Excuse. Not going to have it. So we are, believe it, my senior year of high school, and my brother Rico gave me a book called Apple Pascal Games. What senior in high school could not turn down a book that says games on it, right? So this is built for UCSD Pascal. All these games were built for the version of Pascal that came out of the University of California, San Diego. And there were a number of these in there, including Snake and some other things, mostly text-based games. I don't think they had any high-res graphics, at least not accessible from Pascal. And the only place that I knew that had a Pascal system, this is prior to Borland's Turbo Pascal and whatnot, and it's on the Apple Pascal Games. Can't get much clearer than that, right? The only place that I knew that had Pascal, especially UCSD Pascal, was the computer lab at the college, about a half a mile away from the high school. So, just like the year before, I would spend my after-school hours going down to the computer lab. They had about 25 Apples somehow networked into a central hard drive, somehow booted up with Pascal. And I had a couple of floppies that I formatted so I could save my programs there. Unfortunately, whatever these programs were didn't run on this version of UCSD Pascal. It would come up and tell me the stupidest things, like, you're missing a semicolon, when clearly there wasn't. I don't know what this variable is, when clearly it was defined at the top of the procedure. So it drove me nuts. I had a couple of guys, I somehow befriended some college students there. Again, another secret of making relationships every which way you can. Cliff Neeson, who I think was a junior or senior, and his younger brother, Gordon. I may have this backwards, but Gordon later became part of our bulletin board community. I think Cliff eventually moved on. There's a couple names I should look up on LinkedIn. Squirrel! Anyway, they wouldn't work. These programs wouldn't work. Well, years later, I find out that they work just fine on Borland's Turbo Pascal 3.0. But I was frustrated because, you know, I had this game book and I couldn't make any games. But I did learn a lot about, a little bit about infrastructure and a little bit about booting alternate operating systems at the time, even though it was 1982 or 3 or, early 80s. A lot of cool stuff going on. The other thing that happened while I was in my senior year of high school was I signed up for a college course. Yes, I took my first college course while still in high school. I think I mentioned that my father worked at the university, so I got a little break on books and tuition. This was a 4-credit data processing course. I don't know why I chose this instead of a computer science course, but I did. And taught by Don Schlentz, who I believe passed away a number of years ago, a good guy. We were doing Pascal on the mainframe. One moment. And due to the magic of editing, I'm back. Okay, so I recall doing Pascal on the mainframe. I recall enjoying using a 3270 terminal much better than the punch cards for the Fortran class. And I don't recall my grade. I think it was like a C. Wasn't that great, but it did give me the experience of what the college experience was all about. The ratio of study time to class time to lab time. And that was valuable. That was valuable. So, because I could use that the following year to some extent. In retrospect, I kind of wish I had taken a computer science course. But it is what it is, and enjoyed it very much. So, next time we'll talk about the early college years. Yeah, that's going to sound great, isn't it? And some of the courses that I went through. Again, how did it get where I'm going, and the value of making these friendships to whether it's helping out somebody out in a class and then turning around and helping somebody else, or borrowing someone's login, whatever happened to be, all good stuff. You can find me and more of my podcasts at chuckchat.com. Find out more about me personally at chucktomasi.com. I know, it's been a long time, and you probably already know this stuff. But everybody else says their websites and things at the end, so I will too. Until next time, 101.